The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Navarre Montessori Academy.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. We're live here on News Radio 92.3 with our friends from Navarre Montessori. We have Kiani Richardson joining me. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how have things been with y'all? You now have a new address with a new location.
Yes.
How has it been making the move and the transition?
It's a lot of work, but it's so much fun. It's working a lot right now with all the county permits, and that is what is rolling right now. So the new location is 9540 Navarre Parkway in Navarre. We are very excited. We're going to have 3,600 square feet now.
Wow.
From 1,800 that we had. So we are really excited about this.
Yeah, that's an excellent level up right there.
Yes.
Good for you. So what does that really mean when it comes to being able to provide more classroom size, being able to obviously host more students and have more students in the classrooms, but also with the resources within the classroom? Does it open up space to have more like learning centers within the Montessori?
Yes, we're going to have more space for the children. We are going to have more space outside. We actually can have more space to have a garden, which it's my goal to have a garden and
yes.
have chickens next year, because it is a great experience for the children to be able to handle animals in a correct way. Also, we are having first third grade next year. We are excited. We are already enrolling for first to third grade. We have a wonderful teacher coming from Texas.
Okay.
And we are very excited. He's Montessori certified. He has a master's degree. So we are very excited about the teachers that are coming to our classrooms. And all the teachers in our classrooms have positive discipline tools and that can help the parents, and we'll use it in the classroom as well.
So tell me, actually, that kind of sparked a question within me. What is the different qualifications for a teacher for Montessori teaching? Because obviously a lot of, even just in reinforcement of discipline and rules, is positive and redirection, correct?
Yes. And there's a lot of difference between when it comes from traditional and Montessori. Most of the teachers that I have come from traditional. Once they meet Montessori and learn about Montessori, they switch. The reason because this happened is because we learn that by observation, and when we observe the children where they are at, and when we meet the children where they are at and we continue that learning, they progress better. And once we see that difference, the teachers say, okay, we have traditional, we have our bachelor's degree, what can we do next? The teacher in our environment have Montessori training. That means they go through 2 years of training and for the certification of Montessori.
Okay. And so walk me through a little bit of like the classroom with the students each day, and the teacher's lessons plans too. I kind of want to start even all the way back there, because I know lesson planning is difficult for any teacher, but Is it like a curriculum? Can some of it be like freestyle and come up with a creative way from that teacher for whatever they're learning, whether it's, you know, the way plants grow or whatever is on the agenda for that time period, right? How does it kind of work with creating those lesson plans?
Well, that is a great question, because every teacher kind of creates a curriculum. Montessori have certain materials where the children will work with it.
Okay.
But let's say it's different from each country and from where you are at. For example, here we don't have snow. We can't talk about snow, but the children do not experience snow. So how am I going to talk about winter and snow if the children know, oh, there is no snow here?
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're not all the children experience the same things. Also, I'm from Puerto Rico. I cannot talk about the same things I talk in Puerto Rico because it's different culture. Mm-hmm. So everything will depend on what is available in the area and what are kind of the trends on the birds that are in the area. And we use everything that the children experience around them to create kind of the timeline for them. The curriculum, every Montessori classroom, every part of the world will have kind of the same materials. And it's beautiful how you can go to any state or any country and can see the Montessori classroom. Everything in the Montessori classroom, if you notice the shelf, is left to right, top to bottom. The left top is going to be the more simple thing that you'll find. And the right bottom is the more complicated.
Okay.
So all the shelf, we set it up like that so that we know where to go next and the child knows where to go next. So we don't have to guide the child every time, oh, you go next here. You go next here. So the child knows, okay, I can go there. Now, there are some children who wants to go very far ahead and they're not ready yet. But we don't want to take the spark out.
Right, right.
So what we do, we redirect them and we say, oh, you know, this is a beautiful material. You're going to be ready to go there once we work with this material first. Mm. So instead of saying, no, you're not ready, okay, we are gonna get ready. How can we get ready? Instead of in a traditional environment, it's like, nope, we have a book, we have certain page to cover this week. And if you know it, I'm sorry for you. If you don't know it, I'm sorry for you too.
Yeah.
This is how we're gonna teach it. I'm gonna teach you, and this is how I'm gonna guide you, and that's it. And in Montessori, we don't work like that. If you're ahead, let's continue going ahead with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are behind, okay, so I'm going to work with the parent because this is a relationship with the parent, with the child. We are best friends in that school year. We have to work for the child there.
Mm-hmm.
So if the child is not ready yet for certain activities or certain lessons, and we notice that, then is when we talk with the parents, hey, you know, this is happening. How can we get the child going here?
Mm-hmm.
And we also have peers in the classroom because it's a multi-age group. We have the oldest being the leaders and helping the youngest going there. The children, when they are old, they want to show what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good way when they are leaders, they can show their friends how to manage the material, how to work with the material. And it's sometimes very helpful because the children, some children won't listen or won't watch a presentation from me, that I'm the lead teacher, or from the assistant. They will watch it from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they learn.
Yeah.
And if we have those tools, we will use those tools.
What's mind-boggling to me is because it just makes sense, right? Because we're all on different journeys and we all develop differently.
Yes.
And there's so many different reasons why. But originally school, when like schoolhouses were created, children weren't all the same age and they were in school together.
Yes.
And the older children were helping lead the younger ones, and they all, although had, you know, same goal to read and write, was to also be on their own schedule. And I saw something the other day. I don't think I have it saved.
You know, now that you mention, it's interesting because the educational system hasn't changed much. And now it's by age. And they have created the traditional system. Oh, you have to learn how to do certain stuff. But, you know, my question is, are the children learning what they need in the future? For example, I used to be a math teacher for high school.
That's right.
And now that, you know, I have this Montessori experience, I wish my book, my curriculum for these children had the opportunity or had part of the books, how to make taxes.
Yeah.
How to you know, if they want to make their own company, mm-hmm. how are they going to do it? So those lack of
de-escalate a situation and calm down appropriately.
Yes, those life skills are so important. And some people may say, no, but that is not teacher schools. Like, well, if you have more peers and you have ways to practice it outside the household, it will be beneficial for the child to learn it outside home. Like if they have peers to practice it, if they have more peers to practice how to make a group and make a, you know, how to work as a community. And those skills are lacking in traditional schools. And schools 100 years back, they are the same thing. They just listen, record what I'm saying to you as a teacher don't make sense because you have to pass a test. Mm-hmm. And in Montessori, it's like, yes, we have to make sure that you learn this material, but how we are going to go next. In first to third grade, we try our best to do our research about what you want. And based on what you like and what you want, then we build those skills that you need for school. So yes, there's a lot of academics, but there is more than academics in education, more than sit down and learn, more than memorizing what is 2 + 2 or memorizing. Memorization is important, but more than memorization, we need life skills.
Yeah, I think I just remembered what I read, and it was from a holistic educator, which that's can be very broad, but they were saying, you know, children go to school, they learn how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, read and write, but they don't learn how to calm nerves, relax, breathe through situations, find happiness when things are difficult, even in classrooms. And so we have children frustrated who can maybe read and write and do math, but it's all just so they'll pass these tests that add stress that we're trying to eliminate in a world filled with mental health issues.
Yes. And that you touch a good topic there. Whenever it's time to learn, how do you pretend your child to learn if he's so stressed out? If it's like, I need to pass this. Yes, they will pass it probably, or they won't pass it. But what is your goal? Your goal is for your child to be stressed out because they have to pass a test that eventually, you know, to be honest, do you remember those tests? Mm. Do you remember what you had to learn? Yeah, there are certain skills that we learn. We learn to work under stress situations. But what else can we learn from a test? Tests, you know, eventually they have to take it. But how we are going to help the child to deal with those situations. And, you know, at the end of the day, when the children memorize, they will do good on those tests.
Yeah.
Because you have give your child the tools to handle those situations.
It's so good. And it's, I think the testing part, what happens though, is it creates this stress memory in the body though, when it's all about passing the test, those, when they have any tests, it creates that stress hormone. And that's where they associate it with, and where we've seen it for decades, people associating testing with stress. Mm-hmm. And so really Montessori teaching and learning, I'll say, Montessori learning is a way to kind of unravel like that ball that we've created. And what it does too, it reminds me of, because I did Montessori when I was little, And I remember when my mom made that switch, and I just remember like a lot more peace and calm. And I've probably gone through like every learning setting and school setting. And so I will say, without, you know, knocking any other setting, is Montessori is definitely the most peaceful. And there's still learning. I think people need to understand that just because there's different ages in the classroom doesn't mean that it's restricting them from learning. Oh, no. Like
they,
you said,
they learn a lot in the classroom, way more than traditional. Because the beauty of Montessori and you see in the classroom, they're not just learning numbers and letters. They're learning way more, how to communicate with friends, how to be in peaceful environment. Something that you mentioned is that it is peaceful. The child needs to be in peace. Why the child needs to be in that fight or flight mode to be, you know, you cannot learn in fight or flight mode.
Right.
You're going to be like going with your heartbeat. This needs to be done here now. Yes, we have a schedule, but how we're going to make it work for the child to be in peace so the child is happy and learning. You want your child to be love learning, to love what they're doing, to say, oh, you know, I'm going to do it next. This is what I'm going to do next. Every day we want the child to come in happy, to see, oh, I want to work in this material. I want to work in reading. I want to work in math. That is what we want. We want the child to say, I want, instead of, oh, I have to do this. Right. Their brain works really, really well when they are thriving in an environment of peace.
I think that that's something, a good reminder too. And I don't know if you ever do this and your teachers do this with the students. You ever, like your kids, are you a mom?
I am.
Yeah. You know, your kids, like, sometimes they drive you nuts in the house.
Yes.
They start fighting with each other, fighting over something, or they just get a little, I don't know, ornery is the word I'll use. And I instantly go, hey, we need to go outside. We need to take a walk. Mm-hmm. We need to take a bike ride. We need to get out and move in the sunshine. If it's a rainy day, do some jumping jacks. Is that another method? Because I know a lot of punishment. My children go to traditional school. Well, two of them, and they come home and I have to make them go outside because one of the punishments is taking away the recess time, mm-hmm. or like outdoor play time.
And that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me, right?
Because the brain do not work like that. So there is a lot of, you know, if your child is, the children are too high emotions and everything is too high, let's go outside and take a break. And I think you did great there. I have seen this post that drive me nuts. I do not comment on this.
Right.
That it's like a shirt they put on the siblings and make them be together when they have a problem. And you see the children crying. And I'm just like, what is the message you are giving the children when you are putting a shirt to make them be together when they're upset? Like this,
Okay, yeah.
That is, you know, you want your children to be in the same team. You want them to be a teammate, not to be a punishment, to be with each other, because that is the message you're giving your child. No, it's a punishment to be with your friend. It's a punishment to be with your brothers or sister. So
You're probably going to need, I will just tell you, having so many siblings, you're probably going to end up needing to rely on your siblings because your parents pass on.
Yes, it's your community. Them. It's your family.
Your family.
So instead of doing this, take a break. Let your brain, when it is upset, it's a lot of things going on your brain with all the hormones and everything happening on your brain, and you cannot think clearly. As a parent, if you're upset, your brain cannot work the same way, do not work the same way than when you're calm. Everybody needs to take a time out. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to just relax. And then when they're all calmed down, make time. That is what is lacking on these days. Time. Take time to talk with your children. Take time to make sense of the situation. Understand their feelings. Because sometimes, like, it's not bad to be upset. It is not bad to be sad. It's part of who we are. Let's feel those feelings. But how are we going to feel those feelings in a proper way? If you're upset, what can you do? Go outside, jump rope, go take the bike and, you know, go around, calm down, and come back. Do something. Maybe your child can do Play-Doh. It needs that. Play-Doh is great when the children are upset. If, you know, your child likes to draw, okay, I understand you're upset. Whenever you're ready, draw something here. Make a space at home for your child to be upset. Like in the classroom, we have a peace corner. Whenever they are upset, we have yoga cards, and we teach them how to do yoga. Or just lay down there. Watch something until you calm down. Mm-hmm. The same for the adults. Be upset. How are we going to be upset? Whenever we spank, does it work? It might be work for that moment, and it work right away. But it won't work in the long way. So what do you want to do? Do you want to work in long term? Mm-hmm. Long term, take your time. Long term, talk with your child. Make time to talk with your child. Mm-hmm. That's in the Montessori classroom. We take our time. We understand that sometimes, most of the time, when the children behave in a way that we don't understand, is because the child is gonna, or is gonna get sick, or is hungry, mm-hmm. or is tired.
Tired, yeah.
Or something happened at home that is a change. They're trying to communicate through their behavior.
Yeah, a lot of it is a cry for, hey, just somebody understand me. I think it's interesting. Somebody was wondering, though, if you are doing tours right now for fall registration.
We have a open house on the 25th.
Okay.
And we are doing tours the Saturday, March 25th, for those parents who are interested in our program.
Very good. Excellent. That's coming up here in a little over a week. So make sure that you take advantage of that. I'll put that up here on our website. We have about a minute left. I want to make sure that I just remind you also, Navarre Montessori is the only bilingual school in the area as well, which I think is so cool and so fun. Montessori certified teachers. New location, 9540 Navarre Parkway. But you can still call this number, 850-710-3880. 79. And again, coming up March 25th is the open house. Do you also have a Facebook?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook. Is Navarre Montessori Academy. We actually had two. One, you see that we haven't posted anything lately because we got hacked. Sorry. But the other one, we have posted pictures and videos. You can go there. It's Navarre Montessori Academy. So if you have any questions, you can also write me an email at info@montessorinavarre.com.
Excellent. Well, Kiani, thank you so much again for joining me. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much.
I learned so much today. So thank you so much. Love our Montessori learning. And check it out online, montessorinavarre.com.